Exodus chapter 15, verse number 23.
So,
don't forget, today I'll preach the cross from the Old Testament.
I will
preach Christ from the Old Testament. The cross.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
And I want to establish the fact that before coronavirus came, there was salvation already.
Hallelujah. Na me pese me tintim eto ho se answer na coronavirus bebe na nyankopon etintim anu ye ayo gye eye nkwaje.
Before the pandemic came, the cross already had a response.
Answer na sa insan yare atase wiase fa na nyina ebeba no na nyankopon eyiyi anu ye ato ho dada wa se sa anu ye that ewa asenue ne ho.
Exodus chapter 15 verse number 23. I will do New King James Version 23, 24, 25, and then I will end with 26, and then we will enter into, remember, today is miracle service, and so we are going to go strictly Good Friday miracle service, and the word, the power, the anointing, the miracles, and then the prophetic feet washing. Hallelujah. Can I hear somebody say amen?
Amen. And then you fear that ye yen yen suma, a yen sanchenin sum, a ye two minia on wasua, and tiabacon sin ye sikon fear de biaro his temuno.
So the Israelites had just crossed the Red Sea.
And tonight Israel for a cha, a pokokonimu,
and they had begun their journey into their promised land.
Now, no more shall my acquaint you as your mother call of a bush assassin.
First challenge.
How now consider the kind?
Now, when they came to Mara, they could not drink the waters of Mara, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Mara. And the people complained against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And then so Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it into the waters were made sweet. There he made a statute and an ordinance for them. And there God tested them. Now I'll be ending with the statute and then the covenant God made with them, because that is what you want to hear tonight, and you hear it. Say amen.
Amen. And Moses pejan ni sufre rade ne rade chire ni due bi na wo bro twa dia ne tu nsuo mu no ensuo na na ya nwuno e be ye dokodoko ne ho no wo se ye tintim nsesu die bi e de ma won e wo sa brɛ no na sa chiche ye wo tintim ye no be gyina so akasa kakra.
But you see Easter in verse number 22. Verse number 22, we see some Easter play over there. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea.
Now Moses eyi Israel for no ediba epokoko no ho.
All the Israelites passed through the blood. They passed through. So from Egypt to the land of Canaan, you cannot get to the land of promise unless you pass through the blood.
And
so from Egypt, they crossed the red, the blood sea.
And you move from Egypt, Edit chapu koko ni mo ansana mo kodo bosha sasene so wuntu me nanti every Egyptian enko bosha sasene so wabra wunfa koko ni mo wabra wunfa koko ni mo eh muge sumo jani mo.
You are about to cross through the blood to the other side.
Amen.
Wherever the devil has kept you in fear, you are crossing the blood, you are crossing the Red Sea. Whether the devil likes it or not, clap your hands and shout and say, "I will cross."
I will cross.
Shout again and say, "I'm crossing."
I'm crossing.
Shout again and say, "I am crossing."
I am crossing.
You can't go to the promised land unless you go through the red blood.
Amen. Wuntu mi nko bosha asase so jisa wako kofo epokoko nemu wako fo mocha kokoko nemu medofo anajufa bebe bi obonsa machichiri wase no wo kenya ho ewura wo pokoko mu e di akwa bosha asase so.
Then they went into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. 3 days before resurrection takes place, you must be in the wilderness for 3 days.
And some could do shoe, yes, shoe, Sreno Sono, na enami and sa or my young shoes or homedofo, answer no, who sorry, Bebano, just a walk could do with Sreswa and Nami and sa, and we hear here be at home.
Jesus says, I'll die, I'll be in the grave for only 3 days, I'll be in the wilderness for only 3 days, I'll be tempted for only 3 days. After that, I will rise up again.
Yes, you see, me wound and an answer, so me sorry. Messa Adam Ranumu Nansa, me commissar, so Nansa, Nanansa, and Messa Masore.
Clap your hands and shout and say, I receive it. So, the wilderness for 3 days is like going into the grave for 3 days. Oh, come on, tell somebody in the house, I will remain in the grave forever. Tell somebody, I will remain.
Forever.
Alright, so now let's come back to the text. Verse number 23. So the word Mara is a Hebrew word for bitterness.
And Timara is a Hebrew kasa, etama bibia and you know born.
Or pain.
Anayao.
Bitterness, pain.
Bibia yao anasa bibia ya bon you know
or emotional rejection
anasa what thing come no ye you are mama aman ya kawasha mo waya basa.
You don't feel loved.
One tis obi do.
People make promises and they don't honor their promises to you.
Man for sha obo o from opo no mo dumo phone na ma.
You are lonely. As I'm talking to you right now, you are lonely in your room and tears in your eyes.
Why ankunam and ankunam atichu na usu wo dem sa don yi mu.
Every relationship you enter into does not materialize to anything.
Anyankufo bi odun hu be ramu biara enkosi awiye e ma ho.
Friends have rejected you.
And now for four apple.
Families have rejected you.
Even
your own children have left you and they will never come back to you. Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
And the church that keeps you company too has been closed now. Oh, you come back to church, okay? Because the devil knows what church does for you. They know that when you come to church, you are revived. When you hear the words of hope, then energy comes into you. When you come and worship and pray, then you are on fire. But the devil is a liar. Fire is in your room right now. Power is in your room right now. Presence is in your room right now. The oil is in your house right now. The altar is in your house right now. The power is in your house right now. Shout and say, I receive it.
I receive it. I receive it. Two minutes no wo mu no e wo fie baby awo no nyame cha ne wo mu afore mu kane ka ho baby bia awo no e cha ne da so dare wo mu.
So here is how the text will read. Here is how the text will read.
It is senior dress of na back in kan ni e.
Now when they came to bitterness,
it omo ba bonwene ho no,
they could not drink the waters of bitterness.
Omo ntumi anyu bonwene, omo ntumi anom bonwene nsuo no,
for the waters were bitter.
It says na nsuo no anyu no.
Therefore, the name of it was called bitterness. Today, I break you away from bitterness.
Amen.
Because when you are in an environment of bitterness, the water will be bitter. And your life will be bitter. Today, by the power of the blood, I break the spirit of bitterness. And I cancel it. In the name of Jesus. Shout and say, I receive it.
I receive it.
Let the devil hear you again. Shout, I receive it. And the people went to Moses to complain. Moses, why? Are you here to kill us? We were sitting our somewhere in Egypt. And you came and said, a certain God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob had asked you that we should follow you. And now you are taking us to the land that flows with milk and honey.
Moses,
where is the honey?
Moses,
where is the milk? Moses,
why?
What is happening here? And they began to murmur. complained, spoke against Moses. Then Moses went to God and said, God, what do I do? God said, that tree over there, cut that tree. Drop it into the bitterness. The Bible says when he did it, the water became sweet. And there God tested them. And when God tested them, they failed the test. Because they had just crossed the Red Sea. They have seen the mighty hand of God in Egypt. Why couldn't they trust God? They had to murmur, to complain. Here are the revelations I wanted to catch today. Number one, there are people who always forget what God has done yesterday as soon as they have a challenge today. Today I rebuke you. It is called the spirit of ungratefulness. The spirit of ingratitude. You pray that you say, God, give me husband. God has given you husband. Now look at your attitude in a marriage. God give me wife. God gives you a wife. Look at the way you are treating your wife. God give me children. I need a child. You cried. You went for prayer meetings. God gives you a child. God gives you children. Look at the way you are treating the children. God doesn't do business with people that he blesses yesterday and then today they forget him when challenges and troubles come. The Bible says, and there God tested them. Can I tell you that the problems you are going through is just a test? It's just a test. That is not my preaching today, so let me go on. Second revelation from the text. In Royal House Chapel, there are two groups. I don't know about other churches, but our church. The first group is called the group of complainers. And the second group is the group of intercessors. I don't know about Mr. President. I don't know about the Flagstaff House. I don't work there. The Jubilee House. I don't work there. So I don't know. But I can prophetically tell you, Mr. President, there are two groups around you. Those who complain and those who pray for you. Mr. Chief Executive, I am not at your workplace. But I tell you, at your workplace, there are two groups there. The first group, those who complain. And then the second group, those who pray. Wherever you are, start looking for prayer intercessors. The first group, they are a group of ingrates. Whatever you do for them, they will never appreciate. Moses, are you here to kill us? Can't you see that the water is bitter? Group number one. Group number two. The Moses group. And Moses went to God and said, God, what do I do about this situation? God said, cut the tree and drop it in the water. Which group do you belong to? In this time of crisis, are you complaining? Or you are praying? Do you remember the week of the altar, 21 days? You think God has forgotten about you? Have you forgotten that the first night Passover blood service? You think God has forgotten about you? Stop complaining. And be like Moses. Enter into prayer. Intercession. This crisis can be solved by prayer. Because God has the answer. God has the solution. Stop talking through your nostrils. Everything bad about the church you know, but the good thing about the church you don't know. Can't you see others? Others working hard to correct the wrongs in the church. Can't you see? Don't you see? You have complained. The water is bitter. How about the Red Sea which you cross? How about that? Whenever God brings you into a place of bitterness, a place of pain, rejection and trouble, He wants you to learn three things about Him. Number one, God wants you to know that He's the God of providence. No, providence. Or your nyamia or chire akwan.
Or your nyankopo no be chire o chire akwan.
So that's where the song came from. By thy unerring spirit led, we shall not in the desert stray. We shall no other guidance need, nor miss our providence. Shall we? We will not yet miss it on nyankopo akwan chire.
Hallelujah. God would guide us and direct us. Will not miss our providential way.
If he said, as far from danger as from fear, why love Almighty love is as far from danger as from fear. So God wants you to learn three things about Him. Number one, He's the God of providence. Number two, He's the God of purpose. Number three, He is the God of provision. Here is my Good Friday gift. I'm preaching from the Old Testament. I will land in the New Testament very soon. We are preaching about the cross from the book of Exodus.
Good Friday, I'll
give you a gift. The God of providence. The God of purpose. The God of provision. The God of providence. Why will God make you cross the Red Sea? Deliver you from the hands of
Pharaoh.
Defeat
Pharaoh.
And their firstborns. And then He brings you to the wilderness. To come and kill you.
How?
He led them by providence so they will experience who God is. So God proved them and made a test with them. And then after that, verse 26, and God made a law and made a covenant. We shall come to that one very soon. People have been quoting that one and they don't even know where it's coming from. And if you that shall be diligent and shall believe and shall obey me that I am the Lord thy God, then none of these diseases which He brought upon the Egyptians shall come upon you. None of these diseases. How many of you don't quote this scripture? This is where it's coming from. God will test you before He makes a covenant with you.
onyankopon be so wa hye ansa no ni wura apamu na mara ho no onyankopon etinti mra bi no ni omura oso mo hye e wo ho.
Shout hallelujah.
Amen.
I didn't hear you shout hallelujah. So he's a God of providence. He's a God that leads you. He led you into that marriage. Stay in it. Start complaining. Pray.
Pray.
God has a purpose.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God sent you to that office. God took you to that church. Stop fighting the pastor. Stop complaining. Be like Moses.
Yes, Moses. No.
Be an intercessor.
Yeah,
the provision is there. So number one, God is a God of providence. He leads you. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Number two, God is a God of purpose. He wants to establish a covenant with you. I'll be coming to the purpose in the end. God is a God of provision. He's a Moses. Cut that tree. The tree was not planted that day. The tree was already standing there before the problem came. The tree was there. And a fresh tree. So ni masiyejo omo. Ni marahu yeje. Ni bitterness yeje. Na mena ake solution yeje. Onye boko biya ne weni ne ngu ye. The Lord has a plan and a solution for your problem. Before coronavirus came, the solution was already.
Yes.
Oh.
When you walk with the Lord.
In the light of His
way. In the light of His
way. Oh, I can hear you from the house.
On our way.
Come on, sing with your children.
And while we do His good will.
Nana Kos, I want to hear you sing it. Sing.
One and all who will trust and obey.
My household, come on, worship
when you walk with the Lord.
When God is revealing something and you don't see, you crash.
You crash, Anytime God is giving you a revelation and you refuse to see the revelation, you land and you crash. Beautiful. So when you hear this, you will be now. Now when you know when you cut out.
Moses!
Moses!
There are the people who are crying.
Ah, your faith is little.
Their faith is small.
Your faith is small.
There's a tree. Cut the tree. Cut the tree. And now, look. I'm sure they respected Moses. When they saw Moses cutting the tree, they were like, look at Moses. Moses, look at him. We want water. We are not looking for firewood. When you cut that tree, with what water are we going to cook the potatoes? They spoke against Moses. But they don't know that the tree in the New Testament is the cross. For Christ was made a curse for us because he was crucified on the tree. And the Bible says, cursed is he who on the
tree.
So when you see a tree in Exodus, that is the cross in the New Testament. They don't see it as solution.
Uh-huh.
They saw it as a waste of time. Look at Moses.
Christo any size I send you any said you know esan say was obedane no me dey man esan say you born I send you son send you stress am sika no no me ni obi bia yabo na send you no na no we no say anu ye na na ye dey am omo eye dua no.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They didn't know that the tree was a shadow of the cross to come some 4,000 years later. They couldn't see the provision. They couldn't see
Oh, no, when you are cut away, who say, say, Diana, and Yanko Possi Mose and Chano, and not Nabea and Fiat Pima Nabia Chino, and Baba Christo, Ascendiano.
Till today, they don't see. So Apostle Paul tells them in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse number 18, the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that perish, but to us who are saved, it is the power of God. When you don't see it, the preaching of the cross is foolishness, but when you can see it, it is the yes. Hallelujah. Oh Jesus,
to be happy Jesus,
in the cross,
be my glory,
be my hope,
till my righteous soul.
In the cross, Jesus. In the cross.
Be my hope. Be my glory.
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 22, for we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to the Greeks. But for the Jews and the Greeks who are saved, the preaching of the cross is power and wisdom. So where Jimia won't onyankopon to me? Because your eyes and your mind are speaking differently.
Yes.
Cut the tree. The solution is in that wood. The cross where they hung Jesus. That's where your bitterness can turn into sweetness.
Hallelujah.
That's the place.
Chadiano and Nuni Anuyeno Anunyani you are send you animal Anuyanini Christo. If you are foolish, you will not experience the power and the glory of God.
Kaya Bosi.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 2:14, for the natural man does not understand the things of the spirit because they are spiritually discerned. Unless you are spiritual, you will never understand spiritual matters because you are walking in the natural and in the flesh.
Now,
Pastor David, get your Bible for me. And then read 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 24. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 24. In the cross, in the cross,
in the cross.
Yeah.
Who in his own self
bear
our sins.
bore our sins
in his own body.
In his own body.
On the tree.
On the tree.
That we
being dead
to sins.
To sins.
Should live.
We will live.
Unto righteousness.
Unto righteousness.
By whose stripes?
By whose stripes?
Ye were healed.
You were healed. The tree you disrespect. The cross you dishonor. Is the cross that carries your sins.
And
it's the solution to your sickness. Your emotional sickness. Your physical pain. The rejection you are suffering. The fear that has gripped you. And the impossibilities that are all in your way. The solution is in the tree you ignore. The cross you disrespect. The blood you despise. The name Jesus you don't want to hear. That's where your solution is.
You
ask God, you pray, they say, God, give me a rich man. What you didn't know was that the poor man who was coming was a rich man wrapped in poverty. You rejected him. Somebody has married him. Now you see where you are now. Because you couldn't see. You ask God for a
graduate.
But the man when he was coming was a SHS dropout. Because he was wrapped in SHS, you couldn't see graduates in him.
SHS certificate.
You said the water is bitter.
What is your name, you know?
And God said, I have solved every problem through the cross. If I will bring sweetness to your life, I have to show you love. If I have to bring sweetness in your marriage, it comes through love. If I have to bring sweetness in your family and happiness in the job that you do, it comes through love. And I, God, how can I show love without the cross? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that he would die. Those who believe in his death and the shedding of the blood shall be saved. It looks stupid. It looks foolish. But unto us who are saved, it is the power of God.
Hallelujah. You
ask God for a beautiful woman. But the woman when she was coming was not wrapped in beauty. The beauty was hidden behind her pain. And the beauty was hidden behind the suffering that she has gone through, the abuses that she has gone through from her parents and from her relations and from the places where she served as a maid servant. That robbed her beauty. It didn't mean that she was not beautiful. She was, but the beauty was hidden. And God was just waiting for a tree to be introduced to her life. To bring the sweetness. You rejected the woman. Because you didn't see. Now look at how beautiful she is in that marriage.
When you are
looking for money. But like Zoom Lion, when money is coming to you, money comes in refuse dump.
And it says Zoom Lion, no. Sika ba wunu enam ti se bibi bola su neba.
Joseph Siam, my friend, Zoom Lion wanted to succeed in life. Young man, growing up.
Zoom Lion peni oda no. Na ne nia pri abe moa opese odi niye wa prabo mu.
He fasted and he prayed.
O chile koma bompa ye.
On the third day of the prayer. Before he finished, he had a vision, a dream. And God showed him Bola.
And
God came to him and said, do you want money?
He
said, go and collect the Bola there.
When
he woke up, he said, Tofiakwa, this one is not from God. How can I make money through Bola? Refuse.
Bola.
Today, Zoom Lion is partnering World Bank and they are supplying 1 million dustbins to household in Ghana.
Hallelujah.
1 million. To households.
Hallelujah.
In Ghana.
Aman Sansi Kakrabia World Bank. Asona Sniwa. Emma or Deep Bola Chensi. Baku Baku or Pipim Baku. Edia Ako Ghana.
He has refuse composite sites in Ghana that turns our refuse into biogas to make money.
Amen.
From Bola.
Ane.
Zoom Lion.
Zoom Lion. Oh, baby, I wish you baby a machine in your mouth. Bola near to Tukuno, the former cinema, at the Danny Danny and your mother, Bray, and my first dear Bamu.
Oh, your house is very quiet. Oh, the young women that say, oh, man of God, I thought you were preaching about the cross. Oh, I'm preaching the cross. Because some of you see the cross, but you don't recognize it. You don't recognize your salvation. You downplay your salvation. You toy with your salvation. You are in church, but you are fornicating. You are in church, you have three boyfriends. You are in church, you are following sugar daddies. You are in church, but you are stealing. You are in church, but you are lying. You are in church, but your life does not show any transformation like somebody who has received the tree of the cross in your life. Show me the sweetness of your life. Show me the transformation. Show me what the tree of the cross has done. Your bitterness is still there. Your pain is still there. Your failures are still there. And today I come in the name of the Lord and I speak to you in your house. Turn your life around. For anyone that has encounter with the cross, the person's life changes.
Hallelujah. Obi biara oni asenwa bo mpuni mpuno na bra bo ne sesa wo bra wo nti asenwa ntumu hwede wo bra bo ye ya wo da ho amane da ho ene so be sakra waje na wati asenwa yi se eno na yakopon nam so de nkwaje ade bra wo bra bo be sesa.
When the centurion saw Jesus crucified, and then in the night the place began to shake and the stones were flying, he knelt down and said, truly this one is the Son of God.
This
is the Son of God. I pray that this Easter, in this lockdown, you see Jesus differently. You
yes,
see
Lord.
Him anew.
Men pay body man wo lockdown bring mu say, "Wo be wonu Jesu wo kwan foforo so. Woni ni be nyam punimpu, wonti ase be sesa afa Jesu ho."
Stop disrespecting the cross.
Jai say I ubu ascend you anu enim tia no.
And start disrespecting the sacrifice of Jesus for your sake. Stop it.
Na Yesu ne wona me dio de bo afore ma wo no won toto na se jai se wo toto na se jai se wo bu na nimtie yi.
Colossians chapter 2 verse 14 and 15, and then I'm getting ready to enter into a miracle hour with you. Get ready. I know your heart is soaked right now. Start asking God for forgiveness. Start pleading the blood of intercession. Start right now. It's enough. Put your pride aside and come face to face with Jesus Christ tonight.
Hallelujah.
The cross is standing right in front of you.
Hallelujah. When you know what you are doing, Christo, ascend your next when you start doing more. Your crado, say, oh, Nimbabwe, Rome, Niabon, Paye, Jensacra.
Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. Having wiped out the handwriting of requirement that was against us, which was contrary to us, he has taken it out of the way. Having nailed it to the cross, nailed it to the cross, nailed to the cross, nailed to the cross. He hasn't finished. On the same cross, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Three things that the cross brings to you. Three things that the Old Testament tree that turns bitterness into sweetness brings to you. Number one, on the cross, he broke every spiritual law which is against you. And the family law. And the juju law.
Juju
mrabiara. And the blood law. That is working against you and your family. When you go up, they bring you down. Beautiful, but you cannot marry. Hard working, but you have no money to show. No joy. No happiness. That law is breaking right now. Clap your hands and say, break.
Break.
Shout and say, break.
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 Break. I can't hear you. I said break. Break.
Break.
Break.
Break.
Are you ready?
Yes. Why a crowd?
When I mention something that needs to be broken, clap your hands and say break. Every satanic handwriting. Every handwriting of curses. Every bloodline curse. Every sickness through the blood. Every sickness through the blood. Every bloodline curse. Every satanic harassment. And a stronghold of the devil
break.
Over your family,
break.
Your children,
break.
Your marriage,
break.
Your household,
break,
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 break. And now, yes, Christ of
Him,
Yarebia, Yamotemo Yare, Motaminumia Biara, upon summer binding, dear Biara, Yawata Tru Biara, and Conson Conso Biara, what Yamukasa Bubu, 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 yes,
the second thing God did on the cross. He made a public spectacle of the devil. In other words, the weaknesses of the devil has been exposed. Message Bible says he makes him naked. You don't understand. When you are doing deliverance for someone and the person holds the head tight like that, you should know that there is something under.
Oh boy, deliverance! Now, nipane so ni wigi mo, so anti prophecy no, so also ni wigi mo, and tuma katadiya so.
Those of you who started following me recently, these are some old stories that I used to share when I'm preaching on subjects like this.
Ane mo amu cha se mu se ye ye diye papa echi na se. Mo se sebi waha take ka ah ne observe ke biatre yin.
A certain retired man,
62 years
old, and her wife, and his wife, 58 years old. Every man, a thief will break into their window and come and frighten them with knife.
When
he comes, he says, if you shout, I'll kill you. Old man and old woman. Then the guy will bring your trinkets. Your money. He will take it. And he says, sleep. If you scream, I'll come here with more people to come and kill you. Then they will go. They did that the first time. The man and the woman thought it was the end. 3 months they came back. Came to steal. So the woman said, ah, we can't live in this house like that. And asked, Dada, what can we do? Dada said, what can I do? Look at my age. The woman went to Makola and bought a black toy gun. And they kept it somewhere in the drawer. And said, when he comes back again, I know what to do. After 3 months, the thief came back. And then put the knife. Bring your trinkets. The woman said, oh, okay, I'm coming. Then the woman opened the drawer. And took the toy gun. And said, hands up.
I say, hands up.
Hands up.
Hands up.
The man said, oh, sissy, don't shoot. Don't shoot. The woman said, and then I'll kill this man. The thief jumped back into the window and ran. Run away. A toy gun put him to flight. He looks strong. Powerful. Intimidating. Threatening. But a woman's faith and a toy gun put him to flight. The devil you are afraid of, he has been made naked. He is not wearing supporter. All you need to do is to get close and raise the cloth. And you see the devil running away. Clap your hands and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You devil.
We make you naked.
Today.
Today.
Every intimidation.
And fear.
From sickness.
From disease.
Die.
By fire.
Die. Lift up your voice. Today we are praying this power and the sickness and the disease.
Pray in your house.
Pray in your house. The Bible said he made a public show.
Try the devil out.
Try the devil out.
He's a liar.
He has no power.
He was nailed.
To the cross.
Finish it.
His power.
Has been taken.
His power is not there. The devil is a liar.
Number one, on the cross, Jesus Christ has dealt with every ordinance, every handwriting, every curse, and the bloodline curse. He has dealt with it.
Amen. Number two,
anything that intimidates you and puts fear in you, that thing is made naked. Number three, triumphing over it gave you victory. On the cross, you have victory over the devil, over Satan. You have victory. Here's another story. A graphic seller. And then every morning, he will go and distribute the graphic at the airport residential area.
4
a.m. Because he must finish by 6 a.m. And so when he goes He will just knock. The security man will open the gate. And then he will put the newspapers. And the security man will go and put the newspapers in front of the door for the master.
And your copper no bob prune penna watchman about the newspapers. No, the call. And they are called to fear no assign the chiaba.
This particular house.
A fear back with you.
Doesn't have sick watchman.
Watchman be any.
It is a dog.
A cramine.
Very huge dog.
A bravo cramine be. Kesiapa.
And anytime the dog smells anybody coming, the first thing, whoa.
And the cramine tea or be who pump my back. No, I tell me say whoa,
whoa,
whoa.
So this man will then get closer and try to push the newspapers under the gate, on small space over there, and the dog will not permit him. Every morning.
Papa, you are a person of Modiana, newspapers or the far gate, and I say, Nanke, if you cram a post, whoa, money,
and then he starts wondering, what do I do to overcome this dog so I can do my work?
George, you know, say, ah, made them cry, and the metumia to me was a cram, so said, I bear metumia, made you my ye.
He said, I'm going to go with a stick. I will let the dog also fear me.
So he goes.
And the dog starts barking. He didn't move. He tried and he opened the gate. And the dog stood and opened his mouth. And then for the first time he saw that the dog didn't have teeth. The dog did not have teeth in his mouth.
Cramani po, we are Kosha. Ah, Cramman and Nisimu Nenumina Tejre, Nisimoto, but Sebaku crazy.
He said, ah, so this is the thing I've been running away from.
When I hear Miami Wo, make Johnny one high Johnny's a crammer crown, listen.
He threw his stick away.
I thought, did you have two, baby?
And then walk in front of the door.
Oh, Nancy Cramman, and
what was it? Go where you? Oh, go where you? Oh, that floto. Oh, that floto. Your mouth floto. He went right in front and dropped the newspapers.
Graphic newspapers.
And then the dog came smiling around him. He said, Kwasiya, the devil you are afraid of has no teeth. Christ has broken his teeth. He has been disarmed. They have taken his weapons from him. There are others he can kill. But those of us under the blood, he cannot touch us. He can touch others. But others he cannot touch because we are covered by the blood.
Yes.
Clap your hands and say, in the name of Jesus, I am my house.
I am my house.
We are under the blood.
We are under the blood.
The blood is working.
The blood is working.
The cross is our weapon.
The cross is our weapon.
We have faith.
We have faith.
And we believe.
And we believe.
That in this time.
That in this time.
Of fear.
Of fear.
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 Will not be part
will
of us.
Will not be part of us.
In this time.
In
of
this
death,
time of death.
We will not die.
We will not die.
My house will not
my
die.
My house will not die.
My children will
my
not
my children
die.
Will not die.
Pray.
Pray.
In the mighty name,
in
of,
the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. Lift for up your voice and pray. The Bible says, as for me and my house, we are for signs and wonders. The devil you are afraid of. The devil has no power. He has been disarmed. Any assignment of darkness.
Stop praying.
Assignment of the devil against your life.
Invoke the cross.
Invoke the cross.
Invoke the blood.
Invoke the blood.
Invoke the name.
Invoke the name.
Today, Good Friday.
Today, Good Friday.
We are more than conquerors.
We are more than conquerors.
And we are winning.
And we are winning.
Pray.
Pray. God don't shut up.
Now the salt which was spread over. Pick the salt. Mama Rita said there was a time water was bitter.
Mama Rita said,
in the days of Elisha,
Elisha
creating bitterness. Barrenness. Human barrenness. Animal barrenness. Barrenness of the ground. The man of God took salt. Went to the source. And sprinkled the salt. And said, be thou healed. And the water was healed. That was yesterday. Today, we see another water sick. Another bitter water. The water is standing right by you. Pick some salt. Drop it into the water. And get ready. Get ready. Drop it. That is the tree which is falling into your water. That's the cross. In Exodus, a tree was dropped.
Exodus,
other versions say a wood was cut. We know that that tree is the shadow of the cross in the New Testament. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Oh. You have won the victory.
Take a little, wash your face. Wash the faces of your children. Let them wash their face. Just rub some water on their faces right now.
You come on.